Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Bienvenido a Kaiser Permanente. El doctor ya te puede ver. Verá que aunque eres muy activo, ahora te cansas más rápido de lo normal. Verá que a menudo almuerzas comida rápida.
Próxima ventanilla.
Verá que pones a tu familia primero y tu salud tiende a caer en segundo o tercer lugar. Y claro que verá que tienes el azúcar alto, igual que tu papá. En Kaiser Permanente trabajamos juntos para ver todo lo que tú eres y darte el cuidado que tú mereces. Kaiser Permanente, para todo lo que tú eres.
Oh, we're raring to go, aren't we?
Take that.
Who's revved up? Take what?
I'm revved up. I got all kinds of stuff in front of me that pisses me off.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to be pissed off for the rest of the day. I'm just warning you.
How is that different than yesterday?
Yesterday I was about 87% pissed off. Today I'm headed for 100.
You have to get the pissed off meter every day, then.
That's right.
I'm not always following. It seems like your makeup is to be ticked off.
Right. But sometimes there's little lulls. I'm saying I'm pinned in the red the whole time today.
That expression, I like it. Pinned in the red.
Well, you know, like on a volume meter.
Yeah, but is that a real expression? Pinned in the red?
Yeah, pinned to the red means you're overmodulating on a.
You're starting to pick up your own lexicon and jargon, like Newsom.
Yeah, I am.
I've noticed that. You start dropping in these phrases lately.
It works for him. Look at this. He's going to be president. So what the hell? Maybe he's got. Maybe he's onto something.
I'm excited by that too.
Yeah, I know.
And I think we got tipped off the other day when he vetoed that bill on the drug, because it was going to be Governor Herrera.
Oh, yeah.
And he heard you. And he heard that analyst say that in the article and said, I don't want to be Governor Herrera for president.
Look, I know they listen up there. I mean, we get a readout. I don't know if you've seen this, but.
No, I have not. The readout.
No, this. I'm not making this one up here. Cities
pinned in the red.
Cities where our podcast is popular.
Oh, I have not seen that.
Outside of Los Angeles?
I've heard about this.
We have
a wide download audience.
Yeah,
yes.
Sacramento.
Is that right?
Lots of podcasts. I'm not making it up. Yeah, lots of podcasts.
Lots of downloaders in Sacramento.
Yeah, that's right. Who do you think that is? It's a one-industry town.
And I think that really got revved up with Heads on a Stick years ago.
That's right. Got permanent fans.
they actually showed on the computer screen our website with one of the politicians' heads on a stick, and he was pointing at it like, "Is that? Look at that!"
So I'm telling you,
because people love it when you talk about them.
Sure,
not really anybody else talks about Sacramento politicians as much as we do. Nobody does.
No, and they're always worried. They never know what's going to catch on. And I'm telling you, somebody up there heard President Heroin, and a call was made to
veto.
Yeah.
happened an hour and a half after we talked.
That's right.
Thank you, Governor.
Sean and Ken just vetoed that bill.
No, Governor Heroin. We can't have that. All right, speaking of Governor Heroin, we're going to use it anyway.
Period, full stop.
You know, this story made news today. If you weren't in a coma in 2020 and you're listening to the show, which was dominated, of course, by the pandemic, there was an announcement made by Governor Heroin, I believe it was that summer, about 2 years ago, that we're going to stop selling new cars that are gas-powered. And we're going to do that completely by the year 2035. So if we look to the future and you're trying to shop for a gas-powered car, a new car now, not a used car, you won't be able to find, allegedly, at anywhere for sale in the state, a gasoline-powered car. And the reason it's in the news today, 2 years later, is that they're going to start to phase it in. This is all from the California Air Resources Board. By the way, Mary Nichols, I think, is John is gone. I think she's going to replace him.
Yeah, she is. She's 102.
Some guy came from the federal government I saw is going to head up the...
You know, they're all the same person.
I know they are.
Doesn't matter what their name is. They all look the same.
That's true.
They're all these gnarled little trolls.
So it's, by the way, is allegedly, what is it, about 12% of new cars sold in the state are non-fossil fuel emitting cars, I guess is what.
Boy, that's a mouthful. Non-fossil fuel emitting cars. I like that.
So it's 35% by 2026. It climbs to 68% by 2030. And then 2035, all of the new cars sold in the state have to be zero emissions.
Now, let's wait and see. If anybody is going to ask Governor Heroin, where are we going to get the electricity to power millions of electric cars? Where is that coming from? What are the upgrades to the grid? What are the new sources of electrical power that are going to be in place by 2035?
2026 is less than 4 years away. We have to be at 35% then.
Right,
35%. They're not selling like that.
No, they're not. They're too expensive for most people.
That is a big sticking point in a state with a lot of poor people.
Yeah, a lot of the models cost double what the lower classes make.
Right.
So
and the Fed's just announced in this Inflation Reduction Act, whatever it's called, tax credits for people that buy electric. But we learned that a lot of cars don't qualify right now.
Right, because it has to be USA made entirely, and a lot of the materials come from overseas. Because, for example, the mining for the cobalt and the lithium, they come from places like the Congo in Central Africa, where the Chinese own most of the mining rights. Right. And the Chinese employ women and children as slave laborers. Slavery never went away. It just morphed into, you know, more respectable industries. And so the Chinese are enslaving African women and men and children to mine, you know, cobalt. And it's one of the major elements you need to build a battery for an electric car. And we have no control over these mines. We own very few of them. 80-90% are owned by the Chinese. So they have to come from America, from America or American-owned companies, I guess. And it's impossible. So I don't know what all these mandates are. I guess this is massive virtue signaling in an election year.
Exactly.
Because I saw they had, you know, the LA Times had a poll out, which, you know, makes a normal person's head snap. Newsom has like a 52% approval rating in the state, you know, and you just want to like punch yourself in the nose. I mean, okay. And they said, well, the main issues that Newsom voters are into, and number one is climate change. It's like, all right. So, you know, that's his audience. So he's got to issue all kinds of virtue signaling statements. Yes, by 2035, we won't sell gas-powered cars. Well, what are we driving then? Electric cars, really? For who's going to buy one for me? And who's building the electrical grid? But nobody asks him that. Guarantee you won't see one idiot stinking reporter in the state say, where are we getting the electrical grid from? And how are people supposed to get money? Go talk to people in East L.A. Go ahead, ask them. The guys who go work in the factories or lugging Amazon boxes for $12 an hour or whatever they pay. Ask them, where are they going to get the $75,000 for that Tesla?
Now, I really doubt that within 4 years they can put the infrastructure together, which is the charging stations, and get the prices down. They can't. 2035, I have no idea, but that's zero. We're supposed to be selling new cars. But you know what's going to happen? A lot of people are just going to buy used cars and continue on with the fossil fuels. They're just going to not buy new cars because either they can't afford them or they don't want it. That's what's going to happen. This is only new produced cars.
And none of the other 49 states are going to do this.
And that includes a lot of poor people anyway are buying used cars. There's not that many people at the lower income levels who buy brand new cars,
even
on leases.
So mostly that $7,500 subsidy is a subsidy for wealthy people. Wealthy people are going to get that off their Teslas. It's like the college loan forgiveness bill today. That's going to affect the wealthy.
And by the way, we're way out in front. Even the weeny European countries such as France, Spain, and Denmark have goals of phasing out the sale of new gasoline-powered vehicles, but they don't have concrete mandates like we do. They don't have a certain year where it's going to be zero.
I read...
They're just pushing it.
I obsessively read all the latest news on manufacturing of electric cars and the costs and the availability of the minerals that you need, because I suspect this is one of the all-time great scams in modern history. There is no possible way that they can get cars built to meet Newsom's goals or his requirements. It's impossible. In fact, the supply chain is going to be more choked off. It's getting more difficult to get the materials built for electric car batteries. And every indicator points to it being more and more difficult in the next few years for a whole wide range of reasons. I am a naysayer. Because it's impossible. It is simply cosmetic, performance, theatrical bullcrap. It's horse crap that he's selling here.
Card.
He can't do it. It's not going to happen.
Something called the California rule. We have a waiver. We have the legal authority to set our own auto pollution and mileage rules. Trump tried to throw that out, but it got halted. So that's the reason California can do this with the ban on sales of gas-powered cars by the year 2035, the new cars. However, there's a challenge by 17 Republican-led states. This could end up in the United States Supreme Court. And who knows? You know, that court leans conservative. They may take California's waiver away, which means we would not have the ability to do that. Now, allegedly, a bunch of states are going to follow us with this, but we always hear that, don't we?
By the way,
we heard that in 2006 when they passed the Global Emissions Act.
Yeah, I know. It's been 16 years, nobody's followed us.
Yeah, they're all going to follow us, right?
This was...
Look at our gas prices. They didn't follow us.
This was the sneaky backdoor way, and it started with that bonehead Schwarzenegger right on through Brown and Newsom. It's a backdoor way. The legislature would never pass something like this.
No.
So they ran it through the California Air Resources Board, this bunch of ninnies who we cannot elect and we cannot remove. That's why it's coming out of that commission.
We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right. So the other thing we know that's got you in the red, because you already tried to talk about it during the first thing we talked about, is the student debt decision by Biden.
Oh, my God. Well, did you see that you can get your college loan forgiven up to $10,000 if you and your spouse make $250,000 a year or less? $250,000, you two could be hauling in, and you get $10,000 of your college loans.
Forgiven.
Eliminated.
I looked it up. Among borrowers with outstanding student debt, the median debt amount in 2021 was between $20,000 and $25,000. I thought it'd be higher, actually. But in 2020, bachelor's degree earners from public and private nonprofit four-year schools who graduated with student debt had an average debt of $28,400. So, yeah, this would put a significant dent.
And you know who's going to pay for it? Everybody else. Why does everyone else who paid their college debts or paid cash... or didn't go to college. This is $300 billion.
Because these are voters.
$300 billion of,
think it's going to,
of a giveaway.
Excite them. Yes.
Yeah, I know, but there's way more voters who aren't going to benefit from this. I think it's only 13% of the country that's going to benefit from this. Why are we bailing them out? Do you know what it's going to cost?
Pay for it when it comes to federal money. It's just, you know, it's more deficit. People just don't react to that. They're not going to raise taxes to cover this.
Yeah, I know. There's $30 trillion in debt.
Just throw it on the pile of debt, right?
I mean, that's absolutely crazy. This is why colleges cost so much, because the federal government is willing to give out such large loans.
Yeah, bailout.
And then if you can't pay it, they'll pay it. So do you know that's $2,000 a person? $2,000 a person
I saw that
in taxes.
Estimate, right. That's how much it is. It comes out to per person.
So people making $250,000, both husband and wife, are going to get their loans forgiven. Everybody else, you got to pay $2,000 in taxes just to cover this. Is that not the craziest, most boneheaded, most ridiculous, unfair, outrageous garbage policy you ever heard of?
And yet supporters are still mad. They wanted it higher. They wanted it as high as $50,000.
Sure. Of course. Because they're greedy, irresponsible bastards. You took out the loan. You got the education. What are you coming to me for money for?
But we want an educated workforce. We encourage people to get a college education. We should help them.
They got educated. No. You want to give money to poor people to get the smart kids from poor families educated. That's a good thing. But people who already made it? I mean, if you're hauling in $250,000, you made it. You won. You won the race. Congratulations. Now you're coming to everybody else?
More than 40 million Americans owe a collective $1.6 trillion in federal student loans. That's the number.
Yeah. And when the federal government started sending out these generous loan packages or agreeing to guarantee these loan packages, because you get them through the banks, that led the universities to start jacking up their fees. That is the reason. That is overwhelmingly the reason why college costs so much. Because people were willing to borrow the money and the government was willing to facilitate the loans. Why wouldn't the bank? If you went into a bank and wanted $100,000 for college, well, of course they're going to give you the money. Because the government's guaranteeing it.
On top of that, you hadn't had to pay it for the last couple of years. During the pandemic, they put a moratorium on federal student loan payments. It was going to run out. Biden's extending it till January of 2023, but he says that'll be the last extension.
This is what you get.
So it's like tenants that don't pay rent.
This is what you get from a senile president. He's senile. And his administration is so freaking socialist, but it doesn't even make sense anymore. It's not even taken from the rich and given to the poor. Now it's taken from the poor and giving it to the rich. I really don't. I guess that's just gross incompetence. What the hell would you do that for? Why would you tax?
They're doing it because they think it appeals to a base of voters that they want to see in November.
You tax poor people to give rich people a break on their college loans.
Have you not seen Biden and the Democrats are rising in the polls?
Yeah, we'll see in November, okay?
They're making a comeback.
Well, where'd you get that? From the media?
Yes, headlines today. His approval ratings over 40% for the first time in a while.
Oh, I'm having a heart attack here. only 6 out of 10 Americans can't stand him?
They weren't covering it when he was down in the 30s.
It's all horse crap. It's all big, stupid
Nothing
game.
Really matters until we get to November when people actually vote. A lot can happen between now and then. I hate following ball game in the
second inning. But it's bad policy. I don't care what his reason is. I don't care. That's bad, bad, bad policy to take $2,000 from every person in America and give it to people who are making 6 figures. Good Lord.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, we're going to bring back the voice line to just the day after tomorrow on Friday. So to leave a message, of course, use the iHeartRadio app, which you hear a lot about on this station. Use the microphone icon to leave a message. Call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Before we go on, I want to make sure you got more stuff you're angry about, okay? Because I don't want to interfere with that.
Oh, yeah. No, I can go on all day.
Oh, okay, because the next story I was going to do is really for me, so I'm not angry about it.
I don't have to.
It just vindicates something I believe my whole life, and I can't believe I see it in print. But you go ahead. Are you angry about something we missed? Or
gas-powered
car ban?
We got 4 hours. I don't want to overwhelm the first half hour here.
Well, generally, you come back and just get angry again.
Well, the one more thing about the Biden loan giveaway.
Yes.
It's probably not even legal. Because we were talking about...
Oh, yeah, you said that. Yeah. Well, there probably will be a challenge,
oh,
right?
Well, yeah, because constitutionally, Congress has to create a law that Biden can then sign and do it.
Well, but he does it. The amnesty thing again?
He does it. Well, this is a new thing, which Obama really popularized this, and then Trump was doing it too.
Executive actions.
Executive actions, many of which all three presidents have been thrown out of court ultimately. But they do it to make a splash, make a headline, and then get some policy in effect, even if it's only for 6 months. And then sometimes it's really difficult to roll back. We've seen that with some of the immigration policies of Obama. Because I think the Dreamer Act is still operating. And then with Trump, it's been difficult for Biden to roll back some of the restrictions on the Mexican migration. But ultimately, it loses because they didn't have the constitutional authority to do it. It works for a while in some cases. I don't know if this is going to work at all, but it's...
And that all comes back to the U.S. Senate. That's the logjam, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
Because it's split, and then you had that, you know, that filibuster rule.
Right.
You had to get 60 votes to advance something.
Right.
That's really next to impossible, particularly now that, you know, not now, but the truth of it is every state gets two senators.
Right.
So a lot of red states are, in some regards, overrepresented in the United States. Well, they are overrepresented.
Yeah, I...
Imagine that. I mean, I said this last week. You got a state that's got one congressperson, right? That would be Liz Cheney, Wyoming.
Wyoming, yeah.
Right. But they got two senators. I mean, that just seems ridiculous on its face.
And 593,000 people.
Yeah, that's right. It's usually about 500,000 people for a Congress representative. So
Alaska's the same thing. Alaska has two senators.
This logjam's not going away unless they reassemble the way the Senate is formed. So this is why these presidents are frustrated. And that's, as I said, for better or for worse, some of the stuff that Trump wanted to do, yeah, we were kind of in favor of, especially on immigration. But some of the stuff that Obama was trying to do, like with DACA and some of his other programs, like, thank God we had this stalemate.
Yeah. But bottom line is these executive orders are often illegal. And they just get away with it because the justice system is so slow when you file federal lawsuits.
Oh, and then what I love is that when they get challenged, like DACA did, it takes so long to get through the courts, the decision finally is, well, you know, you've already set up this program to exist. People depend on it. It's lasted for 10 years. Ah, what are you going to do?
It's not really, it's not really fair.
You can't
fair.
Just end it now. It's not fair, right? It's depended on by some people.
But you talk about unfreaking fair. You imagine having to pay. I can't imagine what my parents would have thought. That they would have to pay, because they couldn't afford to send me to college. Right?
You didn't want to go anyway.
But I know, but...
You quit.
But I paid for it. I was working...
One semester?
No, there were three semesters.
There were three?
And
I
you know what?
Lost a couple
do you know
minutes.
Over? You know what number one reason I dropped out? Because I was working full-time.
Oh.
It is that I was spending my days in school and my nights working. And during the day, I'd sit there and I go, this isn't worth my money. I guess maybe if my parents were paying, I would have stuck it out longer, but I was paying. And I thought, why am I working so hard? And I'm getting this in return?
But you missed the big picture. That's supposed to open doors to jobs, whether or not it's silly or not. Some employers look at that as something that they can rely on. Oh, he's got a college degree. So
I got into radio.
More on the ball than the dud that doesn't. So
I got into radio.
It's all a scam, but go with it.
No, it didn't matter.
That's how I felt.
Well, it didn't matter. I wanted to work. I didn't want to sit in class. I hated school.
But then you ended up in like a candy store or something.
For 3 months. I ended up here. My system worked.
Yeah, that's another problem.
Well.
And I ended up here.
So. Well, okay. How much did you pay for school?
Not a lot.
We ended up
because
in the
I
same
went to
place.
A state school and I did get some grant money. We borrowed some money. It wasn't a lot, though. I mean... You know what the tuition was for me? This is a long time ago, but for a state school in New York, it was only like $3,000 a year.
Yeah. Well, it's in California.
I had to pay for room and board, which added some more to that, but nothing tremendous.
For a Cal State school, now, if you're an in-state student, it's only $8,000.
Oh, that's pretty good. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's not much different when you adjust for inflation.
Right.
But no, I mean, there's a lot of jobs you can get. That you don't need a college degree for. And really, a lot of it has to do with your work ethic. and your drive.
Right.
You know, I think, and by the way, there are a ton of degrees. I was just reading about an administrator today, and they got a degree in, what was it? It was equity and social justice.
All right.
And so they got an administrative position. They were quoted.
Lots of hiring for that.
Yeah, administrative and social justice. And I'm thinking, well, okay, well, that's not a degree. That is not a degree. That is not any knowledge that's work. And of course, the only place you can work is in some kind of government administration system. But you can't take that out into the real world.
No.
So I'm very, very dubious and suspicious of a lot of these degrees now.
No. You're just jealous because we went to college and you didn't, right, Deborah Mark?
Yes.
Oh, I wish I had a social justice degree.
I have
What's your degree in, Deborah Mark?
Broadcast journalism.
It is in broadcast journalism.
Yeah, it is. Minor in political science.
Well, political science is pretty minor.
Yeah, that usually turns out lawyers and politicians. Political
yeah, right.
Science.
You should have been a staffer for some dirtbag politician.
She would have been good walking behind them with her little clipboard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You could have been a spokeshole.
A spokeshole.
You could have been one of those chirpy little spokeshole.
Maybe one day I will.
Yeah, well, it pays better.
That's for sure.
All right, when we come back, the story I was going to do, but I wanted to make sure John had vented enough for this hour.
I'll take it.
There's another hour ahead.
There's always another hour, another day.
The world of science, and it just confirms something that's been in my head for years, and I'm actually looking at it in print, and I can't believe it. Coming up next,
John and Ken, KFI.
Well, you know, we're on verdict watch, and if the plaintiffs get their way, you're an LA County taxpayer. It could be $75 million going out the door. $75 million. What are we talking about? That's the case of the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash from early 2020.
Whoa.
Vanessa Bryant and the husband of another family that was killed are the plaintiffs in this civil case against the county and the sheriff's department. And that's what's on the line. What they're asking the jury to award.
Are
in
idiot
total,
jurors?
$75 million.
Are idiot jurors really going to award $75 million? $75 million?
Yeah, about 42 would go to Vanessa Bryant and the rest would go to the other family involved in the case. We'll talk about it after the news at 3 o'clock. And then another thing, my eyes almost popped out of my head last night because, you know, if you watch any local TV, it's all about these two propositions, 26 and 27, which is online gambling.
Mm-hmm.
One popped up that was about a bill in Sacramento. We'll tell you what that bill is because in this age of inflation, oh, this could drive up your cost of your hamburger, John Cobalt. We'll get into that after.
I don't need that. By the way, I just saw an online ad for Prop 27, which is for legalizing online gambling.
That's the one for online gambling.
Okay.
Right.
The entire commercial was about vote for this proposition because this is going to fund homeless programs for families and children.
That's what they're doing. Actually, I saw one on TV last night. They actually brought out people from nonprofits to say they can't wait for this to pass. They're going to get more money, and they're excited.
You cannot tell at all that it's about online gambling because what they want to do is use some of the proceeds. They want to use some of the proceeds, I guess, for a homeless program.
Yeah, you're right. Generally, the Prop 27 ads that are in favor of it have just been about how much it's going to help with the homeless problem. And
I mean, it's so preposterous. They run these focus groups, and they find out that if you say, oh, we'll spend money on homeless. Oh, yes, I'll vote for that. But if you say you want to legalize online gambling, well, I don't know about that.
It's a good one because there's no taxes involved, right? They're saying we're going to get money for the homeless, but we're not going to raise taxes
I can't stand with deceptive things that work on ignorant people because that's most of the bad laws in this state.
All right, the New York Times had a science story today that jumped out at me. And a story on the John and Ken show also hit me at the same time. I remember, this is really a long time ago, but you were talking about how you once ran into somebody you thought was your twin.
Yes.
Somebody that was not related to you. The word, of course, the German doppelganger. I always like the word doppelganger. I use that too when I'm in public and I see somebody that looks like somebody I know. I go, there's your doppelganger.
Yeah.
What's amazing about this story, and apparently some guy has taken photos and there have been studies done of people that were not related, but somehow found each other, and it's incredible how much they do look alike. Did you look at the photos, John?
I did. I read that whole story this morning, yeah.
How could you not believe these people weren't related when you look at the photos of them, especially the two shirtless fat guys with tattoos? They even have the same belly. That. Pedro Lopez, Lopez Soto, and Alfred Puello Catico. The picture was taken in Barcelona in 2015, and they look almost identical.
Oh my God! They got—I mean, these two guys are slobs. Huge bellies, big sagging breasts.
They got the same beard, same balding head, the same expression. Everything is like almost identical. And then did you see the pair of guys that leads off the article? You would think they were a gay couple, but they're not. They actually met through a band, and they attended each other's wedding. But they're kind of posing.
Like yeah, I know.
They really look, they got that little bearded look.
Yes, carefully coiffed beards.
Carefully coiffed beard. And so the story goes on to say that a study was done on some of these lookalikes, and they found out that they actually do share DNA. How about that?
That makes sense.
That makes sense. And now here comes the part where I felt vindicated, because I don't know why I came up with this. But I said, you know, eventually you're going to have to find people that look like you, because we're really going to run out of faces. And sure enough, it's in the story that there's so many billions of people on the planet, there's only so many faces that are going to form. So there's a really good chance that somewhere in the world there is somebody that looks a hell of a lot like you. And it's part of DNA and it's part of other factors, environmental and so forth. But it was really stunning to me to see that, because I said, yeah, that does make common sense to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, 8 billion people? Of course a lot of people are going to look alike. Now, I saw your doppelganger in Germany, coincidentally.
I think you did tell me this story once, too, right?
We were changing planes in Munich on the way to Israel, and there was a guy in the airport, and I stopped.
It does cause you to stop and stare.
Oh, my God, that's Ken.
You should have gotten his name. I could have, you know, compared genetics with them.
It frightened me. I thought it was some kind of ghost.
Right.
And then
doppelganger's genomes are similar, but something called epigenomes and microbiomes are a little different. This is all inside genetic stuff, but that's what they found out in this study when they took a look at these twins and discovered that they actually did share some DNA. Absolutely remarkable, and a good scientific explanation for it. They described them as facial algorithms. And they did this study, and this photographer took these pictures, but and I'm just trying to find the quote from the guy that really excited me today when he basically said that, Dr. Esteller said, now there are so many people in the world that the system is repeating itself. It's not unreasonable to assume that you too might have a look like out there. There are only so many ways to build a face. Now, the chances of you finding that person somewhere on this earth are probably... Actually, it's probably several people that look a lot like
you. And some of those faces are badly constructed.
I forget where you said you ran into the guy that looked like your doppelganger.
New York City. Oh. I was going to a comedy club with my friends, and we were standing just outside the club. Maybe we were in line. And I looked across the street, and there was me across the street. And he had my hair, my glasses.
He
had the same kind of blue blazer that I used to wear then.
Oh, that is weird.
It was like looking in a mirror.
When it crosses over into clothing, it gets weird.
No, because I think I had it on, too, because we're going in the club, and I think I remember I was a little dressed up. And so I looked across the street as if it was a mirror, and I think he was in front of a restaurant.
He didn't notice you, though.
I don't think so, or maybe he ran. No, that scared me, too. It's like, oh, hey, that's my face. What are you doing? Come back here.
All right, we got more coming.
Do you remember when we found Ray's doppelgangers?
We have found several of
them.
Two. Years.
One was a guy a few years ago. He'd gotten arrested.
Oh,
I remember.
Yes.
He was shirtless.
Remember the shirtless
guy who got arrested?
Yeah.
And then there was one, he actually was the leader of a mariachi band, and he was photographed.
Ray has kind of a generic sort of face.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of Ray Lopez's out there. John and Ken show, Deborah Marquez, the news, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. and Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.